With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. For the past week, a Michigan senator has set up a nativity display every morning on the state capitol lawn. Senator Rick Jones has set up the display every Christmas season for the last 4 years. Jones's holiday tradition was his response to a controversy about winter displays at the capitol. The Michigan Public Radio Network's Shana Roth tagged along one day as Jones set up his display.
Senator Jones, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. It's not too cold today.
No, it's not bad.
First day I did it was 7 degrees.
Wow.
And it was really cold.
Rick Jones is a boisterous senator with an easy, booming laugh. He represents the district west of Lansing. Jones zips up his MSU jacket and opens up the back hatch of his wife's SUV. The display is too big to fit into his car. In the 4 years that Jones has been setting up the display, people have taken notice.
The first day I set it up, I had people say, "You've got Mary on the wrong side. Last year you put Mary on the other side."
The figurines in the manger scene, Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus, come from Bronner's Christmas Wonderland in Frankenmuth. The barn was made by a friend of Senator Jones, and all told, the display is about waist high. Jones's role as the overseer of the Capitol Nativity began as his response to snake-tivity.
I felt that if we were going to have a snake-tivity on the lawn, we should have a Christian nativity.
In 2014, the Detroit chapter of the Satanic Temple erected a controversial tableau on the Capitol lawn. They called it Snaketivity. It was a big plastic snake wrapped around a sign that said, "The greatest gift is knowledge." It was a commentary on how church and state should be separate. A religious group wanted to put out a nativity in response, but was short on time. Enter Senator Jones.
I felt challenged, and I wanted to make sure that we had a nativity up also.
Now, there are ground rules for putting up a display. Permits are given out by the Michigan Capitol Commission. Displays can't be left overnight, so Jones has to set it up in the morning and then take it down at night. There are regulations about the size of the display, which is why Jones only puts out Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. There's just no room for the wise men at this inn. But anyone can put up a display if they apply for a permit. John Trescott is a spokesperson for the Michigan Capitol Commission. He says the displays are a matter of free speech.
We are obligated under our Constitution to honor the free speech of people who want to make a statement, whether it's religious or otherwise.
2 years ago, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster also got a spot on the Capitol lawn with Snaketivity and Jones's Nativity. Jones is comfortable sharing the space.
You know, we're simply showing the light. The snake people want to show the dark, and that's okay. This is America.
But this year, no Snaketivity, no Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. There is, however, a menorah.
They did not pull a permit. Apparently, they got froze out.
While Jones only has a year left as a senator, he hopes it won't be the end of the nativity.
I'm hoping to hand this off to somebody else that wishes to do it when I'm termed out.
Jones put out the display daily for a week. I'm Shana Roth in Lansing.